Never try to get praise of man, but the love of God. That you are pleasing Him, He is watching through every atom of space, through the rose, to the moon, to the stars. On the window of the petals, He is playing the drama of beauty, and He calls you with fragrance and says, somewhere here, through the window of my beauty, I have entertained millions, and I shall entertain millions. Behind this little perishable window of rose, my undying beauty ever calls you. Through everything you see the infinite. Through every wave you can see the ocean, if you are not concentrated on the wave. So remember that it is vital to pray to Him sincerely. How can you doubt Him? In 1 second He can destroy this world. 1 second. It's nothing but concentrated atoms, and we are atoms. What is atom? Is light of God. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He created us through His light, and what is a dream but a thought form that is condensed thought form? The plays are very frightful. The play in the world of playing husband and wife, playing in the garden and thinking, this is my home, this is my name. As Emerson said, here was the farm, and here was the river. And a certain man said, this is my home and everything. He was gone, another came. He said, this is my home and this is the air that sings my praise. And the third man came and he said, oh, how wonderful. This is all mine. But later he says, there is everything there. And where are those three people? They have fled like foam on the river. So are these. This earth is empty. Every 100 years, a few, say 90 or 100 people still, who live to a good old age, they live, thinking of the disease. And the masters think of God. But this world is a very empty place when you don't look to Him. Beyond your grandfather, you almost don't know who they were, your great-grandfather, or great-great-great-grandfather. So why be interested in this little place? Do your duty. You must be very joyous and happy because it is your father's play. You are a part of the dream, and the little man and the big man, remember, all are made of the dreamer's consciousness. We couldn't exist without his light, and science says that a man weighing 150 pounds, when he's condensed, he can live in a snuff box, but when you lift the snuff box, he'll be weighing 150 pounds. But science does not know how to convert atoms into a man. You can convert the body into liquid by high acid, into gas, into atoms, but you don't know how to get it back. Jesus Christ knew, great masters know. And so it is. I see that all the time, that great transformation of solid liquid vapor into that great light and consciousness and back again. So this earth is nothing but movies to me. That's why I give so many illustrations of movies. And the first movie that I saw in India, I stayed there all night, for everything was tumbling and disappearing. And what a great fun I had that night. Somebody said, why do you want to see the picture all night? I said, I'm seeing the big picture show. Big picture show? What do you mean by big picture show? You see, sometimes they show little movies in the big movies, and this is the little movies in the big movie. Then they understood. And my body became just like stone in a little while. And still I was fully conscious. And everything was light. I saw only shadows and light dancing. That's what happens to you when you know God. That everything that is so frightful, wars, terrible things, you only see shadows. All the people that are killed in the picture, they are real to those that are seeing the picture with emotion. And to those that are not seeing with emotion, it's a picture show. My greatest fascination, if I am in the movies, is to see the light. And then I see the picture, I said, my goodness, mountains, rivers, oceans, animals and man, they're made of the same thing, shadows and light. So is everything made of shadows and light? I see it all the time. But time passes. Time is only real in the present tense. And so I say, do not be engrossed in this picture, because it will be very troublesome when it catches up to you. When you have health, you have no wisdom. When you have wisdom, you have no health. And the drama of death itself is so sad in the end. That's why I don't like this picture show. And I said, why do you disillusion them? Because When the picture is over, then you are not so interested in the picture anymore. Same thing happens to you when death approaches. You are not interested in anything. But some people say, like when a man was dying, he said, well, why put so much oil in that lamp? His oil was running out, but he was telling his son to lower the lamp so that he wouldn't eat much oil. He was so material, he was still trying to save oil. Well, the oil of his life was running out. Another man said, when he was dying, somebody said, say the name of God. Oh, how can I say such a name? He said so many words, but he won't say God. You see, so some people worry that way, forgetting God. God is not something that you will be bored with. He's the most interesting thing in the universe. There's no other interest. You are interested in so many things, but when you find God, you will find nothing else more interesting. And you will find everything interesting when you see his face behind the flower, behind the faces of men, behind the sceneries. Otherwise, you will see a dull, terrible world. So, on this birthday, let that consciousness be born in you, and you strive for that consciousness. Do the things that you do to please others, with the thought of pleasing the God in them, and to surrender yourself. When you pray, the whole world must shake. I threw again and again the shells of my prayer on the castles of thy silence until the ramparts of quietness disappeared, and I beheld thee behind the castle everywhere. Everywhere he is hidden. But when you throw shell after shell of prayer again and again, the ramparts disappear, and you see the owner of the castle who is everywhere. And let that owner be born in you. To talk of him, that's the one theme I love to talk about when I forget my body and everything. Because of him whom I love, only I love to see his love awakened in you, his temple in you and me and all. And when I am able to awaken his presence in you, then you lose the terrible part of the dream play. And you say, I slept and dreamt life was beauty, woke and found life was duty. So you will say, I slept and dreamt life was a nightmare. And you will wake in God to find life is beauty. Those who say, I don't find God, you will never find him. You say, I have found him. He is here with me. He is in everything. And the most unreal will be real. And what you think real will recede away from you. And more you scramble and run after unrealities, the reality will fly away from you. But this is the purpose of God, that he is playing hide and seek with us, that we may not play, but find him. And if you have made up your mind to find him, he cannot escape. How can the ocean escape from the wave? The natural pull of the wave is towards the ocean. But when it loves to play with the storm, it is very miserable. If you play with the storm of desire, there will be no end to your trouble. Do not go after desires. Desires are endless. Remember the story. All for a rag. One after the other, you will be enmeshed in desires. Just drop desires, not because of laziness. Wrong actions, material actions, must be displaced by good actions, God-reminding actions. Then the thorn, bad thorn that is in the foot, will be taken away by the good thorn. Then you will throw both thorns away. Then you will rise above all activities and be with God. Natparmanamanarambham naishkarmam purushasnute nachasangnasanadeva siddhim samadhigacchati. Without spiritual action, you cannot reach the inactive state. One person that was very lazy came to the Encinitas Hermitage with a companion, and they both said, fruit of action without action. They let everybody act, and they won't act. But when time for eating came,
They were very regular. So one day these two people baked a pie for me. Oh, they said, spent 3 hours in baking that pie. I said, fruits of action without action. Then it worked. That's action. I said, did you get that pie without action? I said, if God was not active in this world, it will go apart in a second. I said, we conquer the body by activity. Spiritual activity, have you ever seen me lazy? I do not know what that means. I love work. Work with God. For myself, yes, I do not care for activity. But for God and for helping others, activity is the way. God reminding activity. Every thought, every activity with the sole desire to please Him. Thou art my life, Thou art my love. I am Thy child, I'm working for Thee, O Lord. He will begin to talk to you. He will begin to talk to you. You'll be surprised if you think of Him all the time. You will see He is beginning to talk to you. He is very shy. God has an inferiority complex. He doesn't think much of Himself. He's so great. How could He? He who is great, He is not busy with thinking about His greatness. He is great. That's why He is so shy. He is shied away by our turbulent desires. But when there is a whisper of true love, when there is a whisper of true devotion, when there is shell after shell of unceasing prayer, when there is no ceasing in your heart to tell Him how you love Him, and when you begin to wonder at everything, that no man has made anything. These flowers, man has collected them, but no man has made anything. Neither the flesh, nor the cell, nor the grain of wheat, nor house, nor the dust, nor the chemicals, nor stones, nor bricks, nothing. Man has done nothing. Man only rearranges things, that's all. How could you doubt? Doubt is passé. But the greatest proof of the existence of God lies in the practice of Kriya Yoga. That's why Kriya Yoga has come and is spreading in all lands. And the beautiful letters that I receive, what communion they are having, it gives me unceasing joy. And it is to those that even a little while practice Kriya Yoga, even 1 hour, deeply if you practice and sit still after Kriya Yoga, prayer is double, treble, 100 times more powerful. When you go to the altar of God and pray and call Him, then He comes quickly. Altar is the spine and brain. When your consciousness is centralized there and not on the surface of the body, then He listens to you quickly. You see, this evening I have been just like one drunk. I'm telling you the truth. I have not known, I have opened a package or eaten anything or seen any face. I have seen once in a while just like in a dream. But I have seen those faces in God. That great mighty Om is roaring over the universe. And a little gentle light, you know, sometimes in the movies you see, the light nearer the boat is strong, but outside you can't see it. It spreads out. The light of God is so spread out in the sunlight that His light is hidden. But as you go inside, it's very strong, but very mild. That light wraps me all over. That light is so wonderful, the light of all light. The light that lights the candle, the lights the atoms, lights my speech, lights my voice, lights the souls of you all. I see the galaxy of souls coming out of that light. Where do stars come from? Where do atoms come from? Where do pictures in the movie show come from? From the light in the booth. So from the booth of eternity, the sphere of light is producing in the center the pictures of all life. As I am talking to you, that great sound, the great cosmic voice, takes away my breath. And I see the other side of the picture. It's so beautiful. This is just a meager side of that light. Look at the movies and you will see they're all pictures, light and shadows. That's what we are, light and shadows of the Lord. light and shadows of the Lord, nothing else than that. But makes us feel we are flesh and bones. That's wrong. At night time we will all see that you have lost that consciousness. Night time is your real existence. This is your false existence. This is the state of hypnosis. Under hypnosis you can eat salt and be made to think it's sugar. That's what God is doing to us. It's a cosmic hypnosis. And when you remain in Om, when you practice His Kriya, you are no longer in that hypnosis. That's much more enjoyable than this terrible hypnosis which God has subjected us to. And He knows that in a way He has not done right by us. He's very sorry for creating us. He suffers with us. But He has no way to get you back because He has given you independence to reject Him or accept Him. That's the greatness of God, that He gave you the same independence, not as much as He has, but He has given the independence to reject Him or accept Him. A God that forced His love upon us wouldn't be a God. But that is His beauty, that He has so much power and everything. But He has given us the power to reject Him or accept Him. If you accept Him, everything will be fun and joy. And you will be able to show others that our dreaming nightmares, that the Lord is not bad as they think. As I told you, in my boyhood every night I dreamt that a tiger broke my leg. It was so vivid that mother used to come with a lantern. I used to cry and shout. I said, "Mother, it is true." He said, "There is no tiger." And I opened my eyes and I see my leg. I said, "What, mother, it faints." Then I left because it was all a dream. And after many nights, as soon as I saw that vivid dream, I realized there was no reality, but it was a dream. And so I was free. So those that used to suffer from nightmares, I used to tell them how to immediately think it's only a dream. And they also got rid of the nightmare. So here I am to awaken you from this nightmare of life. It is a nightmare. When you see people walking on the streets, you know what whirling they are in, all their brains with dollar bills. I see those there. If I had a few more dollars, I'd be happy. That's the hypnosis. And the more you go after, the less you will be happy. You have to have necessary funds, yes. But don't be crazy about them. Have more happiness inside. My happiness is not anchored on that. I can walk away from here this minute, never look back at anything. I can't forget the souls. But furniture, lands, they mean nothing to me. I renounce them in India and here. And Sanitas, all these are included in that. Why should I take a little part of the earth and deny myself the universe which belongs to me? And one beautiful thing, if I come again, which I shall, I'll have lots of places to go and I'll sit somewhere in the back. And I'll chant with many. I'll know them, but they won't know me. Krishna said, "Arjuna, many times you and I have been born. I remembered them all, but thou dost not. I remembered many of you who have been with me. I told them when the first came. And many of you for that reason were here. On old foundations it is easy to build a building. Many come with those that are liberated, they bring them with them. And many others, there are new come, that brings no partiality in the consciousness of the liberated ones. But my greatest haunting desire is how they can be happy as I am." You know, you think Jesus Christ was going through great agony, but His desire was so much to liberate others that He didn't mind even the crucifixion. He could have avoided it. But He loved God so that He didn't mind that some misunderstood Him and crucified Him. So it is that you don't mind your body or anything when you have that great happiness within you. You want to give that to all. And I do hope that you intensify the depth of your practice of kriya and prayer. Prayer must be there. Prayer doesn't mean beggary, but pray for the love of God. The highest thing that you have wanted is the love of God. That's what he doesn't want to give, unless he's sure. Once he gives his love, he will never take it away from you. And when you pray and you... I remember one boy, and I said, we'll see Krishna today. I was praying, Krishna, please come to me, please. I shall never go to bed until you come. And as soon as the clock crew, the other boy said, oh, let's go to bed now, Krishna won't come, you know. I said, what? What do you mean? I shall never go to sleep. And I said that in a blinding flash, Krishna came to me. I said, there he is. He said, I don't see him. I said, you're blind. And I struck him with my hand and he saw for a flickering moment. But that was my determination. I never go to sleep, I said. I never go to sleep. And when I was least expecting, he came. So you must remember that. If radio can dig out of the ether right now, music is dancing, television is going on. Who would have believed it? So the television of saints is going on, right here. Many, many things I'm seeing. They are right here. Just as when I open the spiritual eye, this disappears. Yesterday I was seeing many, many saints. They are there, the great saints. And all those that have gone by. Those that you have missed are right there with you immediately. When you want them. There is great joy. When you go in a library, you can talk to Shakespeare, you can talk to Jesus Christ in the Bible, but they don't talk back to you. But in the spiritual world, they can talk back. You can talk with them. And you can feel just as they felt. You can live just as they lived. I have lived many of the great saints who have gone through my body. But in the street world, you shouldn't try to, because they are tramp souls. Many people worship spiritualism and they get these tramp souls. They wreck your brain. Arjuna, those that worship lesser spirits, they go unto them. My devotee Arjuna comes unto me. Why should you want tramps to run your motor car? They will just wreck it. Why do you want tramp souls to come in your body? You should dismiss them. You should have God first. Who is the spirit of all spirits? You should not have anybody else, just the masters. When they come, tramp souls won't bother you. And when they come, you know them all. You want to do with the high spirit, who is greater than God. That's why Jesus' words are so sweet when he said, I know not what my Father knows. So all the greatest ones love God. So that they know nothing else but God. And that must be your love. And all the love and kindness that you have given are imperishable in God, because I gave them all to God. And he is very pleased with you, I know. Because you are making the effort and the life that you are living in helping others to awaken, every one of you. If you work with enthusiasm, unceasing enthusiasm and love, and humility comes with the spirit of service. Humility doesn't come by posing. And if you help really your brethren, your sisters, you will all awaken so many others. My brother used to say you will be useless. I said, brother, dry leaves sometimes are very good manure. So if I could help thousands of people in the world, you can do the same thing. Same God is with you. If you all do together, what a world we can create. Because we will bring a new world. It's not those that believe in force of guns and atom bombs. They will destroy this world. But we will rehabilitate the world. That's why self-realization has come. To fill the churches, the hives of churches with the honey of God. And to establish the temple of God in the souls of men. That's why we are here. Be drunk and intoxicated with that love of God. Think not of yourself anymore. See, you take care of this rag. Who cares? The more you care for it, the more it goes wrong. And when it goes, you can't do anything with it. So trust in the Lord. He is the master mechanic hidden in this body. When he wants to fix it, it's fixed. And when he doesn't want to, no matter who does it, nothing happens. It's all right to get it fixed once in a while, but don't only give credit to his instruments. As soon as you will think that the instruments are taking care of your mechanism, you will be very sorry. You will see that no one can do anything for your body. And it's all right if you're hurt to put a little iodine and forget it. That's why Jesus said, take no heed for thy body what he shall eat. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't eat anything. But forget it. Take care and forget it. Be drunk with God. There is no joy like that. Jang labdha chaparang labang manati nadikam tada. Having which gain, there is no gain that's greater. Having that joy, no other joy is greater. Having happiness, that is inexhaustible, that is ever new. I can truly say, though I have suffered in this body, I have never suffered, because I have not known anything but God's joy. But suffering is a dream, and pleasure is a dream. But the real happiness is God. Be drunk with that happiness and work. Give him this body and it will work. It doesn't matter if a healthy body is there, he has to be staked out to death. But is the healthy animal next day is converted into stakes. So are these healthy animals, humans that live well and forget God, they have to be cast into the oven of death. But give the sacrifice of this animal on the altar of God in the great fire, cosmic fire, then you will not regret it. Sacrifice of animals means giving this animal, this body, to the fire of God. While you take care of it, don't fuss with it. Everything he says, all right. Everything is all right. I can get along without anything. Everything is all right. Sleep is all right. No sleep is all right. Eating is all right. No eating is all right. And you will find another life, another world. The life is God. The life is God is the most. 1,000 bottles of whiskey cannot produce this intoxication. It's always with me. If I shout or talk gently, it doesn't make any difference. But I believe in being natural. I believe in what I am. I was calling somebody and very cleverly this person asked me, do you feel that cosmic consciousness? And I laughed. I said, have I to tell that? You know you can't hide your blame by saying that. You are at fault. That's why I'm scolding. And if I don't scold, then people will start scolding, then what? But I seldom scold. I scold only those that will listen. I never say a word to those that won't. That was my master. His scolding was terrible. But I'd rather take all his scolding every day now than all the flatteries of the world. But what he has given to me, he truly loved me because he had the courage to tell me. Though it was not necessary in most of the things, still he said, lest you go wrong. I said, I will not go wrong. But bless his heart that he scolded. Now, if anybody criticizes me, I take it. Nobody can insult me. Some friends are sitting in New York, very devoted students, and this man blows in, a critic from my own country. He used to fight with everybody, start with violent argument and end it with fist fighting. I said, I said, Roy, sit down. He said, how much money you are making? I said, I don't use religion for business. I use business methods in religion. Oh, yes, yes, how much money you are making? And my friends were so mad because they knew I lived for all. I never kept anything for myself. They said, can we do something, means can we throw him out bodily a bit? I said, no, thanks, please. No, please, you go home. So he started insulting me viciously. To accept what he was telling would be a lie. To deny would be fight. And that's what he came for. So you know what I started telling him? I said, maybe it's right. Maybe you were right. Maybe you were right. Maybe you were right. He kept at it for nearly 1 hour. I wasn't angry. He didn't insult me because it was unreality. Why should it affect me? So he dropped on the chair. He said, first time I have been beaten. He said, please give it to me. I said, believe me, I am going to give it to you. So I sat up like this. I said, you know what you are? You are just like a vulture who soars high, way in the sky, but your mind is on the carrion. You are intellectual, you think, but you end with fist fighting. Why do you do this? Why were you telling this thing before them? I was afraid for you. He said, my goodness, is that what you were thinking? Then second thing, you thought you were insulting me. You were making them angrier because they knew me differently. Third thing, you only were bringing out the stench you were made of. Then he realized. He said, what shall I do? I said, any time you catch yourself talking against others, get up and leave. Never criticize anybody. I helped him. And he became a changed person in every way. So you must never get mad. When people try to get your goat is your peace, you know. Never get mad. Never get angry. Then you will be able to change the other person. So this is the best birthday I had. A galaxy of so many wonderful souls. And we are very happy. We have taken him in our family. And all of you who are here, do not feel bad if I don't mention names. You are one of the family when you don't feel that way. When you don't demand, but when you give. But I have given my all. And greater than my love, there is nothing else. And you know that. Once many disciples of the order were sitting around me. I said, tell me the truth now to my face. Have I ever lied to you? He said, no. I said, neither have you all ever lied to me. Isn't that true? They said, yes. And tears came in our eyes because the basis of that friendship is that trust that we have and the divine love which we have, which makes us do for each other, not for the praise, but for the love of it. There is no greater appreciation than when true love you do, and that love is accepted from the heart. But when you try to drag praise like a dentist pulls a bad tooth, it's no longer love. So I accept all your gifts with that spirit, in the spirit which you have given. And may you all be kind to everyone and to each other as you have been. For then all of you will be always rich with gifts. And the greatest of all gifts is the gift of that love, which cannot be bought by anything I could have given you. I have given you that which is supreme in me, because I love God. And God's love I have given you. And as God loves you, I love you all, not with any desire or any condition. And remain in that plane of that divine love and love for each other. Then you will know the earth is the heaven of divine love. Thank you all. I bless you all. God bless you.
There are your hands. The blessing of the great presence of God drops down upon you to the antenna of your hands. And may that love of God settle in your brain and your heart forever and forever. That is my wish and my appreciation for the love of you all which is behind those gifts. The imperishable gift. I bow to the great God in me and in all of you.